This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Milton Bearden spent 30 years at the CIA. When he was station chief for Pakistan, he managed the covert war in Afghanistan against the Soviet Union. He also ran the Soviet East European Division of Operations. That meant he ran spies inside the Soviet bloc. He and New York Times reporter James Risen have written a book about the agency's running battle with the KGB in the last decade of the Cold War. It's called The Main Enemy. A running theme of that time, as Bearden tells it, was a string of setbacks to CIA spies in Russia. Bearden recalls the moment he joined the Soviet East European Division in 1985.
I arrived just as anomalies, that wonderful word in the intelligence business, started popping up. We had a technical operation go off the air. Mm-hmm. Then we had perhaps in early June, the most important spy in that era, one Adolf Tolkachev, who was working in super secret design bureaus in the Soviet aircraft industry, designing the weapons and avionics of the advanced generation Soviet aircraft. So I'm in there. It's the first time I've ever really worked inside that closed circuit, and people start falling off, mm-hmm. Start dying, and you have to have almost been there to capture the mood that started developing in those early months of 1985.
Knowing that something is terribly amiss in operations in the Soviet Union, but not knowing what it is.
Well, no. At first, when you lose an agent, you say, well, look, every operation has the seeds of its own destruction. This is patently the most dangerous thing a human being can do in 1985, just about, is for a Soviet citizen to spy against the Soviet Union. It's a tough, dangerous business. So we lost one. We said, you lose two, and you say, is that coincidence, or are we into something here? And by the time the third one happened, I'm looking around at people who have been careers in the SE division and saying, hey, what do we have here? And at that certain point in late 1985, we went to Bill Casey and said, we got a problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, if we now leap forward and use the benefit of hindsight, we see that Edward Lee Howard, Aldrich Ames, Robert Hansen of the FBI were all spying for the Soviet Union. That would account for most of what was happening. You say not for all of what was happening.
No, it doesn't. There are three, you could put possibly four, events or anomalies that occurred before Aldrich Ames or Robert Hansen volunteered and began to dump the names of all of our assets in Moscow back into the KGB quiver. And we could never come up in hindsight after the Hansen case, after the year 2000 had passed, and come up and say, these will answer those anomalies. Now
you mean there are still things that happened that are unexplained?
There are things that happened. There are at least three, probably four, compromises and executions of assets of ours and one British in Moscow that aren't explained by anybody that we know about.
Somebody who has not been identified or certainly not indicted for espionage was doing something, you figure?
Well, I think so. I mean, it's our conclusion in this book. Jim Risen and I have reached the conclusion that Edward Lee Howard, Aldrich Ames, and Hansen were responsible for a certain number, and there was a lot of overlap between the three of them.
Mm-hmm.
My conclusion, and the fresh approach by Jim Risen, my co-author, is that there had to be a fourth man.
At least one of the notorious three identified spies for the Soviet Union was pretty well known to you, and that was Aldrich Ames.
Sure.
You worked together with Ames.
Yeah, I knew Ames, yeah.
And there's a moment which you describe in the story, which I want you to relate, which is when Vitaly Yurchenko, a Soviet KGB officer, has defected and has been flown to the United States. And among those greeting him, he's bearing all kinds of knowledge, presumably, of what the KGB knows about the CIA. And one of the people greeting him as he arrives is Aldrich Ames.
Sure. That's right. Ames was selected when we got word from Rome that Vitaly Yurchenko, which was probably one of the most important counterintelligence defectors we'd had up to that date, was coming in. We picked somebody who knew the KGB, who could handle this debriefing, and Aldrich Ames was the guy. So he showed up out at Andrews Air Force Base to receive him, and it was must have been a moment of incredible tension.
He didn't know whether Yurchenko was aware that there was somebody who would fit Aldrich Ames' own description, who was a mole inside the CIA.
What he knew was that in Rome, Yurchenko had said, look, there's a spy. His name, code name, is Mr. Robert, and he was scheduled to go to Moscow. And we instantly knew that was Edward Lee Howard. We said, God, that's our problem. So he didn't say in Rome, and there's another problem. But, God, I mean, can you imagine? Ames is betraying the CIA, the American people, and he goes out there, and his pulse rate must have been up.
As Yurchenko, I believe, is being driven to his debriefing, Ames puts a question to him.
Sure.
And the question is,
as in each of these cases, you look the defector in the eye, says, look, is there something you want to talk only to Bill Casey, the director of Central Intelligence, about? And that would be that
one of us is the spy,
or the guy, the deputy director of Central Intelligence, is a spy, and you want to tell Casey. And Yurchenko looked at Ames for a moment and said, no. Then I picked up Yurchenko within the hour at that safe house that we put him into, and I didn't know that Ames was going to ask that question. I went in and asked the question again. I said, Colonel, is there anything you'd like to tell only to Bill Casey, the director? And he said, no, I've already told that man over there.
Aldrich Ames,
that I don't know anything for anymore.
There are so many projects that involve cooperation between ex-KGB people and ex-CIA people now. Do you ever expect to get a straight answer about the fourth man from people who might be in a position?
No, I don't really. A straight answer, yeah. I expect that someday what will happen is some guy says, you know, my $13 a month pension is no good, and I didn't get my Order of Lenin medal. I think I know that I can get my pickup truck and my RV and my condo in Phoenix, and all I have to do is go in and say, hey, it's Harry Flickenheimer, and tell the Americans who it was. And that's probably the way it will happen.
Well, Milton Bearden, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you very much.
Milton Bearden, along with James Risen, is author of The Main Enemy, The Inside Story of the CIA's Final Showdown with the KGB.